views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
All right. So welcome, everyone, to Get Sophisticated. I am David Zarza, the intuitive side of the show. And I really want to welcome you today because we have an exciting topic. Exciting to me because it's something that I cover with all my clients every single time that I meet with them. It's what story are you living? And I'm so glad you could join me for the show today, whether it's live or on the podcast, because what we do with the show is we teach you the mechanics of how the universe works, how you work. And once you have those tools, once you have that understanding, you can make the deliberate, purposeful change that you wish to make in your lives. And that's what we want, right? To have a bit more control on this crazy ride that is life. It's crazy and it's wonderful and it's always interesting. And today you are going to pick up another awesome tool, which is archetypes, all about archetypes. And I wanted to start out today as a follow-up to last time's show, which was around resolutions or intentions for your 2015. Because, well, I've been making progress on mine, and I'm just wondering about how you're doing on yours. I think I did challenge you guys to figure out what's an intention, what's a powerful intention for you to make this year different, this year amazing, this year maybe your best year ever. Because, you know, life is short and time is precious, and why not make the best of it when you have it? So an update on my intentions. I had two of them. One was around fitness. And that is still going well. I'm still training with my trainers 3 times a week. And then getting in some more additional exercise, you know, wherever I can. And I don't know if you guys saw this article. It was in one of the online magazines. I don't remember which one, but it's making its rounds on Facebook. And you might not see it if you're not a young male, because it's targeted to young men, like in your 20s, early 20s, mid-20s. It's this topic of spornosexual. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. It's a fitness trend. It started in the UK. Of being spornosexual. It's an evolution of metrosexual. And I'm sure you guys know what metrosexual is. And I was reading this article, and they talk about how in 3 months, you know, with the fitness regimen and an overhaul to your diet, you can become this spornosexual. And it's a curious mashup of sporty and porny. Yes, like porny. And it's for you to get this body that makes you incredibly desirable, like the people who are very sporty and in those porn movies and materials. And it was just really interesting because the way I look at the world, which I'm going to have you do the same with me today, is really curious in the sense that I see what story are they telling me, or what story are they pitching to me? You know, what are they trying to make me think, believe, or know? And reading this article, I could really tell that they were trying to appeal to my warrior side. And when I say warrior, or to have you think of a warrior, and I asked somebody else, probably from a different culture or a different geographical region of the world, and then have you guys each share characteristics of this warrior, chances are you guys are going to share very similar things. That's because warrior in our consciousness is an archetype. And we're going to talk all about archetypes today. And to me, archetypes are like ultimate versions of a thing. They are like energetic templates or patterns of energy, so that when you step into them or they step into you, they make you think, feel, speak, and act in specific ways as if you are living out a story. Hence the topic for today, what story are you living? So coming back to the fitness article of this pornosexual workouts, they were really appealing to my warrior side, and they got me hooked, totally. And that's what marketers and advertisers are really good at, appealing to your archetypal roots. They appeal to one or more archetypes within you, ones that you are either very comfortable with and or ones that you would like to become even more masterful around. And so they got me hooked because they had quotes from people like Hugh Jackman, who is this, you know, incredible Renaissance type guy who takes on these roles of being, you know, of showing off his physical prowess, sometimes showing off his incredible physique too. And, you know, not only that, but he dances and sings and he's incredibly attractive, you know. So, yeah. They knew what they were doing by including him in the article. So anyway, that might be a challenge that I take on just to see what happens in 3 months with an overhaul to my diet and even more serious workouts. I'm just really curious, you know? After all, it's only 3 months. So that's an update. Yes, I'm still working out. Yes, I'm still feeling good. And what's the other thing? The other thing was piano. So I told you guys of my intention of playing that beautiful piece that I played, that Benny played on last show, which was Max Richter's On the Nature of Daylight. And this amazing friend of mine, she's a concert pianist. I might have her on the show one day. She's incredibly humble, but she's supremely talented. She came over, and the moment she saw my piano, she immediately started playing like it was nothing. It was effortless. It was like typing out an email for her. It was so easy. And I can't wait to get to that place. But I'm not there yet. Just had my first lesson. This week I'm going to have my second lesson. And I at least know what the keys are. You know, I'm starting to learn to read music, which is so exciting. And that, learning the piano, for me, is a way of nurturing my lover side, my and my creator sides. Those are also archetypes, just so you guys know, the lover and the creator. And yes, if you think about it, the lover is exactly what you're thinking, you know, that feeler. That one who feels love, the one who experiences love, and not just romantic love, but also love in the sense of what lights you up in life. You know, is it certain foods? Is it certain colors or aesthetics? Is it the experience of being out in nature and with animals? Is it sharing stories with friends at your pub, at your local pub? You know, what is it that you will love? The lover wishes you to connect you to that and have you do it more and more every day. And the creator is really fascinating because the creator is all about thinking up new ideas, thinking up creative ways of expressing yourself, thinking up of new adventures, new things you want to explore, new possibilities in your life, in your world. The creator is an awesome, awesome force. And I, you know, recommend that everyone connect with your creator as often as possible, because number one, we have to, and I'll tell you why we have to in the next segment, because I'm going to introduce you to all the archetypes that I work with, which is only 12. And then why we even have to explore them. And yes, actually, we really have to explore them. And let me clarify that, actually. We have to explore them if we want to have more mastery over our life. If we want to have a more fulfilling, purposeful, and enriching experience in this life. In these 80 or so years that you are here, you know, enjoying this body, enjoying this world, enjoying this beautiful universe of ours. So again, this is David Zarza, and you are listening to Get Sophisticated, where we explore the mechanics of the world, of the universe around you, so that you can live more fruitfully and with a twist. So I'm going to give you the phone number to call if you would like a question, if something that I share, you know, piques your interest, or if you have a comment, or even if you'd like to have a reading. Because it's one of the things that I do with every client who comes in for an intuitive session, is I see, you know, with my psychic eyes, what archetype is most dominant, or what archetypes are most dominant in their lives currently. And it's always fascinating, because even the same person who comes in like 3 months later might have a totally different archetype. And I'll share with you why that happens. So again, you're listening to Get Sophisticated. The number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. And we will be taking a break, but come on back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop, Own Your Leadership, Own Your Life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive 2 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full 1 hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included, space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
Welcome back, everyone. This is David Zarza again on Get Sophisticated. And you were just listening to Sia's Elastic Heart. You guys might have, if you tuned in to Saturday Night Live, which was a really hilarious episode, Sia was there again. Yes, obscuring her face again, but facing forward instead of facing backwards or away from the audience. And she had her dancer again, her dancing muse, Maddie, from that reality show on one of the networks about dancing moms who don't dance, but their kids do. But that's a beautiful song. It's Elastic Heart, again, by Sia. I love Sia, and I have said it before, and I'm telling everyone I know, because I believe in that 6 degrees of separation, that I want to meet Sia and I want to hang out with her and I want to be her friend. And I know it's possible because I just love how she thinks. I love how she creates and I love what she creates. And I've been following her since you know, way back when. Yeah, she definitely triggers my lover archetype in me. Because I can listen to her music all the time. So speaking about archetypes again, coming back to the topic of what story are you living and how to change it if you want to. Talking about the archetypes, so what are they even? So like I said before the break, as you're listening and as you're hearing, I want you to participate. You know, I'm going to have you think of some things. I'm going to have you maybe even talk to yourself a little, not in a crazy way, but in a get clear about your thoughts and energy way. But if you have any comments or thoughts or questions that you'd like to call me with, feel free. The number is 800-930-2819. I love it when you guys call. I love it when you guys talk to me. So about archetypes, yes, there are these energetic templates that seem to influence us as we go about our life. And the way I like to describe these to my clients is I want you to think of your life in three different phases. One part, the earlier part of you, like up to your mid-teens, young adult age, is, you know, from zero to that point, is the getting ready for the journey. It's the preparation phase. And it's during that phase where you get very familiar with four of the archetypes that I work with. And those four are the innocent, also known as a child, the orphan, also known as the victim, the warrior, and the caregiver, also known as the mother in you. And these four are meant to get you ready for almost anything you're going to deal with on the actual journey. And what the journey is you out there in the world living your life, exploring, running into things, hitting walls, meeting people, you know, finding your passions, getting discouraged, all that stuff. All that stuff is the journey phase. The getting ready phase, the preparation phase, is all about the child, the innocent, you know, and what it teaches you is that you can trust the universe around you, that there are some people around you that you can rely on and trust that they will take care of you or they will be there when you need them. And sort of on the other side of that is the orphan or the wounded child, the victim, the one that teaches you that you can't trust everyone, that you have to be critical. that you must be cautious in certain places, certain times, and around certain people. And also the warrior, you know, the one that helps you achieve the goal, fulfill your duty, meet the mission, reach the objective. The warrior is all about that, and it does it in a very unemotional way. When we put on warrior, when we step into warrior, we put our emotions aside. We focus on what it is we want to get done in the world. And that's where we learn those, you know? And as you're listening to these, I want you to think of ones that might make you feel uncomfortable, because those are the ones that you likely have not fully accepted in you. And if you haven't fully accepted an archetype, guess what? The universe is going to present you situation, circumstance, people after people who will try to call it out in you. And I'm sure if you're stuck in a pattern of this, you want to break out of it. You want it to no longer continue. And the fourth archetype during the preparation phase, the getting ready phase, is the caregiver, also known as a mother. And the mother is pretty awesome because it teaches you how to take care of yourself, literally. You know, it teaches you how to not only live on a mattress in a plain white room, you know, with food boxes surrounding you. It teaches you how to feed yourself properly, how to, you know, sleep enough, how to stay hydrated, how to take breaks when you need them. How to not run yourself, you know, into burnout. And that's the preparation phase. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people in my life don't fully integrate these four archetypes early on in their life. And so we have to do something about it. We have to make sure that, you know, we process them. We accept them. We take their gifts and their lessons, because if we don't, like I said, we're going to get into that repetitive pattern of repeating situations where that archetype is called out in us, or the universe tries to call it out in us because it has a lesson for us. So the journey phase, right? So you're out there in the world living your life. There are four archetypes that you will absolutely discover and confront that you must make friends with too. And that is the creator, the destroyer, the lover, and the wanderer, also known as outlaw. I love the wanderer. I love outlaw. But it can be very, very pesky, and I'll tell you why in a moment. So the creator, you know, all of us have some sort of talent, some sort of capacity for self-expression that we want to really showcase in the world. You know, like I have this client and friend of mine who makes the most amazing candles and soaps. They're very boutique-y, but they're very beautiful. Like everything from the scents, the makeup of them, the packaging, you know, the branding, it is all so cleverly done and beautiful that, you know, this became her business, and she makes her livelihood from it. And it's amazing when that's possible, because that's all about creator. And it's curious because, as she will tell you, creator sort of doesn't let her rest. And this is something that also highly creative people and highly intellectual people confront and deal with. It's kind of like a hardship. Because creator can, like, sit in your energy so much that it gives you so many ideas, so many thoughts and possibilities that, you know, you don't know which one to move on. And so you're stuck in that place of just conceiving, conceptualizing, thinking, and dreaming up. And on the flip side of that one is destroyer. Destroyer is really, really awesome. And a lot of people get scared when I mention destroyer is in their energy field, because they think, oh my God, I'm going to salt the earth. I'm going to set fire to the rain. And I don't know what's going to happen to my life. It's going to crash and burn. But no, not really, not entirely. Destroyer just makes you want to finish up things cleanly. It wants to have you tie up loose ends. It wants to make sure that when you end something, you truly end it. And it's not lingering in your psyche, in your consciousness, or in your spirit, you know, your energetic field. Like, think about a past relationship, and I'm sure you've had this experience where you broke up with them or they broke up with you, but still, you know, you kept thinking about them. And maybe you thought about them so much that you went on Facebook and started hunting them down and stalking them and, you know, wanted to find out what's going on in their life because you haven't truly let go. Well, if you tune into Destroyer, if you really allowed Destroyer in, you know, Destroyer would say, eh, it's done. That's that. What is next? Tune in, creator. What can we make now? What kind of relationship can we make now? And next is Lover. Oh my goodness. Lover is amazing. And like I shared before, it's the one that helps you tune in to that which you love in the world, that which brings you joy, that which lights you up. And the next one, the last one is Wanderer, also known as Outlaw. It's the one that makes you want to have adventures now. It's the one that makes you want to explore possibilities. It's the one that makes you want to answer, is the grass greener over there? You know, and I love Wanderer because it makes you move, but it's also the one that makes you kind of uncomfortable because it makes you uncomfortable where you're at. And unless you listen to that uncomfortableness, that unsettledness, it will keep bugging you. It will make you think that you need to move. It will make you think that you need to leave that job. It will make you think that you have to leave that relationship, you know, or whatever. But you might not have to. It might just want you to explore more, expand your world more. And maybe step out of the familiar rules more. That's what Wanderer gives you. And so those are the four that you will absolutely confront on your journey. You know, so it's coming close to the half hour mark. And I wanted to share with you a topic. For the next segment, it's getting unstuck, you know. So you want to change your story. So you might be feeling kind of stuck in your life. I can guarantee you that it's an archetypal issue, and I'll tell you why. And why today, tomorrow, and the 22nd of January are so important because of Mercury retrograde and the archetypes. So come on back. This is Get Sophisticated with David Zarza, and we will continue the dialogue on archetypes.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Own your leadership, own your life. Start your new year right with this life-shifting all-day workshop led by Wendy R. Wolf and Lynn Brown in Bellevue, Saturday, January 31st. Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. Activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy for you. Own your body, own your relationships, own your path, own your life. To register, go to healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendyrwolf.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities. Join us Valentine's Day. Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with Inspirational Jane to explore important issues to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
All right, welcome back, everyone, again. This is Get Sophisticated with David Zarza. That was Bad Graders with Falling Stars, another song that I love. Check them out. I just found out about them because... So I got this Xbox One device that is pretty cool. I don't like playing on it, the video games. I prefer my other system. But it has all these features when you connect it to your sound system and your TV. Because you can control it all with your voice. And it makes, you know, it takes laziness to another level. Because you don't have to even pick up a remote anymore. But it's amazing because it has this thing called Xbox Radio. Where you can call up any artist, any songs. A lot like Pandora or, you know, those other services. And if it finds it and it plays a song... If there's a video associated with it, you can play the video too, which is really cool if you're a visual person like me because I get absorbed. Like if I turn on YouTube and it's a song that I like, I have to watch the darn video because it's just, I don't like stopping songs in the middle. It kind of annoys me. Like if I'm in my car and I don't know, I have to stop somewhere, I will listen till the end of that song and then get out instead of just stopping it right there in the middle. It's a quirk of mine, I know. So welcome again. We are talking about what story are you living and how to change it if you want to. Talking all about archetypes. And the phone number again is 800-930-2819. If you want to find out what archetype is most dominant in you and your life right now. Because, hey, you know, they have a lot to share. They have a lot to... a lot of wisdom to give you. That's why they show up for you, because it's the universe wanting to round you out, wanting to teach you more about yourself and what is happening in your life right now. So going to that topic, I'm going to share the four archetypes of the third phase of our life. But before I share that, I want to give you some more context. So everything in life happens on two levels, generally two levels. The first is the personal level. It's the one that we talk about here on the radio show. It's the one where, you know, you're out there in the world running into people, having experiences, feeling feelings, you know, living your life. The personal level is really... where a lot of your life happens. It is where you live your life. It's, you know, where you have that interaction with your coworker. It's where you, you know, hug your pet. It's where you're eating your favorite food. That's the personal level, you know, the mundane level, the everyday level. Then there's the impersonal level. And the impersonal level, you know, I call it many different things based on your spiritual beliefs. But you can call it the angel perspective, or the God level, or the universal level. It's the place where you get further understanding around, why is this even happening right now in my life? It's the place that answers your question of, what's the purpose in this? You know, what is actually going on here? I know what it looks like on the surface, but what's happening in the background? And the impersonal level is really important to give you clarity when you're having a rough time, when you're not understanding why you're not living, you know, the life that you want, where you're experiencing heartbreak, when you just got fired from your job, when you had that car accident and you swear you were just, you know, driving as safely as possible. The impersonal level is the level at which I want you to look at your life through during those darker moments, because that's where you will get the lesson. That is where you will get the gift. So there's this quote. You guys probably know about Louise Hay. You know, Louise Hay is this amazing woman who is all about affirmations and how you can heal your life through changing your beliefs. And she wrote this quote, you know, when there is a problem, there is not something to do, there is something to know. And that's the truth. Because, you know, especially when it comes to the topic of archetypes or what story you are living, there is something to learn here. Especially, like I said, in those darker moments. You know, is this happening for the purpose of your evolution? Absolutely. You know, did that breakup happen because they were actually not worthy of your love? Most likely. You know, did you get fired from that job because, guess what? Your purpose is actually calling, and it's been calling you for months, and this was the only way the universe knew how to make this happen, this transition happen. Probably. You know, I don't like throwing out what ifs when we're talking about the impersonal level, the universal level, because I like to get specific and into your life to be able to answer those questions, because you can't give sweeping, purposeful commentary on a person's life without actually getting into it a little. So let me share about the last four archetypes, and then we're going to take calls. And again, the number is 800-930-2819. If you'd like to call. Again, that's 800-930-2819. So the last four archetypes in the last segment of the overall journey, which is also called the return, or what I like to call as the sharing, because it's the time in our lives, usually after the age of 40 to 45, but it could be earlier, where we share what we've learned. We share our wisdom. We share our gifts with others and the world around us. So the archetypes that are at play there are, number one, the ruler, you know, also known as the king or queen, prince or princess. And the ruler teaches you how to rule your kingdom well and how to treat the people that surround you, you know, with respect, with fairness and honesty. And then there's the magician, the magical archetype. Oh my God, I love it when I see someone with the magician archetype, because I can tell that they're in a very powerful place in their life. But they've got to watch it, because yes, they can create most anything that they desire, anything that they wish to create up. But they also have to watch it, because they have to be very careful about their words and their thoughts, because even their words and their thoughts, unspoken, can create. both good and not so good. Then there's the sage, also known as hermit. You know you've got hermit in your system when you feel like just being alone, when being on your own. And the whole purpose for that is because sage, what it wants you to do is it wants you to figure out, what's my next deliberate step here? What's my next purposeful step? I am going to look at where I have been, and I'm going to make sure that that next step is going to be awesome and amazing and right for me. That's what sage teaches you. Fool. Fool is the last one. And it's also known as jester. It's the one that brings levity to a situation. You know that person who totally embodies a fool because they seem to not take anything seriously. They might go into a funeral and crack a joke. You know, that is not a wrong thing to do. They are actually giving voice to the fool, the jester in them. But other people who might be in sage energy at the time will not appreciate it, you know, or if they're in orphan energy, they will not appreciate it. But fool is also the one that takes those risks that you want to be able to take in your life, whether it's for a new possibility in your life, like starting a new business, shifting careers, breaking off a relationship, and then diving into a new one. It's the one that helps you take those risks that you want, and it does it without hesitation. And sometimes we need a little bit of fool, a little bit of jester in our life. So those were all the 12 archetypes in your journey, and we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I'm going to answer a question that always pops up when I talk about archetypes, but we're going to take callers first. The question is, if the universe has a plan for me, a story for me, why do I feel so lost sometimes? You know, we're going to answer that because it has an answer. So you have been listening to David Zarza on Get Sophisticated, and come on back for the answer to that question.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities. Join us Valentine's Day. Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with Inspirational Jane to explore important issues to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
All right. Welcome back again. This is Get Sophisticated with David Zarza. And we're talking about what story are you living and how to change it if you want to. So we have some callers and I want to jump over to them because I always run out of time. So let's start with the first caller, Benny. Who's there?
Christine. Christine from Seattle. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on, David.
Absolutely. How are you doing, Christine?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day, and I get to talk to you.
That's awesome. Thank you. It really is gorgeous out there, by the way.
Yes.
So what?
Well, I think I identify with the magician archetype.
Yes.
My birthday is on Halloween.
Oh, my God. Mine, too.
Oh, really? What year are you?
75.
So, well, you're much younger than I am. I'm 68, but... But here we are, these Halloween Scorpios.
I know.
Well, great. I wanted to just kind of get your feel. I feel like there's a few things. Well, I mean, there's some really great stuff happening in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking to navigate these waters. I'm sometimes I don't keep up on when it's Mercury retrograde or, you know, my partner just said, oh, it's the new moon today. And so I'm just kind of wondering if you can kind of feel it out and see if there's something that I should be aware of in the next few months or the next half year as I move into these new places in my life.
Oh, sure. So let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Could you say your name twice, please? Just your first name.
Sure. Well, actually, my first name is Melissa, and okay. I go by Christine, which is my middle name. So Melissa Christine Cisneros.
Got it.
Melissa Christine Cisneros.
Okay. So I'll tell you some of the things that jump out at me. Actually, there are two archetypes that are very dominant in you right now. The first one is definitely magician, like you said, because I feel it. You know, it's the one that doesn't have to work within the laws of creation. It can speed things up. You're like what I would call an energetic catalyst so that, you know, people around you, your partner even, or family, probably even coworkers or, you know, people that you work with professionally, they like to have you around because things get boosted when you're around, you know, things get sped up. The other archetype that is around you is child. It's actually innocent. And it's interesting because I feel that one more strongly than magician. And whenever I see this, it means new beginnings. It really does mean that you're like at the precipice of a new chapter in your life. And to me, that is really exciting because it will shake up everything in your life. So it feels like starting, 3 months back, that was probably November. November started this phase for you of this new chapter. Did you leave something in November?
I did. I left a job.
Job. Okay.
And it was wonderful because I love that you're talking about innocence because I had just finished this kind of huge, probably the biggest thing in my life, of leaving guilt behind. And this job, I got to leave it in such a great way. I had a wonderful discussion with the owner, mm-hmm. and I think things changed in that environment that I left, but it was really nice to not have to be torrential and leave something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it didn't have to be traumatic, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because I noticed that Destroyer was very active at that time, and like I said earlier on the show, Destroyer doesn't have to be, you know, traumatizing. It doesn't have to burn your life down so that you start anew. It just means you can cut off something cleanly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened then. So what's coming up? Let me see. I see the need for you to get rid of old paperwork. And literally, it's paperwork. And it, mm-hmm. to me, I see boxes of it around you. You know, I see that needs to get rid of, either looked at and thrown away or recycled, or just dealt with. Because right now, that's the biggest weight on you and your energy right now from helping you fully launch into this new chapter. And this new chapter, to me, feels very creative. It feels not like a job, not like a gig. You can work, you know, if you want to, but this next chapter to me feels actually artistic, you know? And so for me, I would explore, you know, the arts, music, painting, pottery, even if you want to, and not for the sake of doing it, to do it, but for what you're going to get out of it. Which is tapping into that creative part of you that's then going to give you the idea for where to jump to next. But
yeah,
health,
I think that innocence has kind of let me have, feels like, okay, now that you feel innocent, you can enjoy what you're going to do.
Absolutely. And the other awesome thing about innocent is that it lets you be a kid right now. And that's what I would say, be right now.
Yes, and that's never been the case in my life.
No, you have always been the parent.
Yes, I always have been the parent.
So
time to let the kid out of play. Well, I appreciate your help today. It really does help me confirm some of these things I'm feeling, and thank you for the insight on the innocence. That really helps me out.
Oh, you're welcome, my dear. And if you have any other questions, you know where to reach me, davidzarza.com.
Absolutely, and have a great new year, you fellow Scorpio.
Thank you. You too, Scorpy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All righty. That was awesome. Thank you, Christine. So let's go on to another caller, just because we have 5 more minutes left. Who's there, please, Benny?
We have David in Seattle. So, David, you are live.
Awesome.
With David.
Hey, David.
David, great name.
I love it.
You have a great name. Hello.
You do. Hello.
How are you?
How can I help you?
I'd like to figure out where my next step is and what my archetype is and where I should get, how I can get unstuck and where to move forward.
Perfect. So David, I always need to hear your name twice. So could you say your name twice for me?
My full name? What kind of?
Just your first name. You can say your first name twice.
David.
Thank you. Hold on a moment. Oh, okay. So the archetype that jumps out for you to me today the most is actually Wanderer, also known as Outlaw. So I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the show, but...
Yeah, I did.
Okay, excellent. So Wanderer wants you to explore possibilities, okay? So here's what I would recommend right now. Don't make any major decisions for the rest of this month or even through February 22nd, okay? So during this period, January 20th through February 22nd, I want you to explore. And what I mean by that is look at different options when it comes to, you know, jobs and positions. Look at different options of, you know, how to look at your relationships in your life. And look at different possibilities around actual adventures, you know?
Okay.
Have you ever thought about adventure races?
Yes, I have, actually. I tried out for the Amazing Race. I sent in an application for the Amazing Race one time.
Oh, my gosh. So. That is something that you need to explore right now in the way of, like, either doing a Spartan race or, a Warrior Dash or something like that. You need to do one, like, now. And, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time, unfortunately, David. But what I would say is that, you know, don't make any heavy decisions until late February. Just take this time right now to explore.
Okay, wonderful. And what about all the past things, like a divorce, loss of job, addiction, left Israel, depression, all those things?
You know what? Oh my gosh, I only have like 10 seconds. You know what? Can you email me, David? And then we can talk about possibly having, you know, like a private session. It's david@davidzarza.com, or just go to davidzarza.com and reach out to me there, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, and good luck.
God bless.
Okay, you too. All right, well, thank you, everyone. This has been an awesome show. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey, tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance and live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon. Visit GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660. That's 206-420-8660.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop, Own Your Leadership, Own Your Life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive 2 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full 1-hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included, space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guest Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.